Now underway, the swap, the result of talks in Turkey a week ago. Both sides, however, still far apart on key conditions for ending the war completely. Some nasty weather making a mess of travel plans for a lot of people headed into the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
That rare May nor'easter leading to messy travel for millions. The storm delaying hundreds of flights from New York to Boston Thursday as a record number of people hit the roads and skies for the holiday weekend. Passengers packing airports coast to coast.
ABC's Matt Rivers, the big travel day, a test for Newark Airport, which has been plagued by staffing shortages, equipment failures, and construction on its runways. In Washington, D.C., a man accused of shooting and killing those two staffers at the Israeli embassy has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez from Chicago could face more charges soon. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The deadline is May 30th. If Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and C. Rice can't come to an agreement on where to move the coal piles currently sitting on prime real estate in the downtown area, that whole project could lose a $15 million state grant. To that end, representatives from the city, the county, and C. Rice met recently to discuss two new proposals being put forward by the county. Details of the proposals haven't been released. Studies conducted on the area show that the land where the coal piles currently sit could support $150 million in new development for the area. Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Buckley said he's optimistic that something can be done by the deadline. Wisconsin has seen a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota saw increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000, a 27% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. The Menominee Indian School District in Keshena receives a $700,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction for a charter school that focuses on immersing students in the Menominee language. The DPI announced nearly $10 million in federal subgrants to Wisconsin schools this week to support planning, opening, and the expansion of charter schools. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience, Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time from beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Peter Rapine from EFOM's World talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Ewing. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alba Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey! Thank you very much! Good morning, everybody. Jim slept in.
Sorry we're late.
It's all Jim's fault.
I was... first one here, just for the record.
He was folding his linen.
I got to get to work. I just lost time. I was having such enjoyment. Oh, I like this color. Do I like this color more? So, anyway, here we are.
Yes. Hello, Todd.
Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good to see you.
I know.
Hi, everybody. Todd. Everything you heard over the last hour, forget.
Right. That was yesterday.
That was a warm-up.
Right.
Although I got to tell you, we had our guest on, Do It For Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Nice. We played that again.
Okay.
We got some really nice texts on that this
Good.
Morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
right.
We got another an extra message out on that.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
But this 7 o'clock start time's...
I kind of like it.
Take that into consideration.
Don't even start with me.
I'm telling you, Todd.
Don't even start
back
with
to the
me.
2 hour show.
I don't know. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruta's here. He was actually here early, made coffee for us.
No, he did
Thank
not.
God.
Yeah.
Doctors, because they can't no. make their own. So.
Yeah, well, that is true.
It was easy to pick up.
Todd, I didn't tell you something yesterday.
Yeah.
When I was making my coffee and Jim walks by, you know what he said to me?
What did
you say to me, Jim? Shouldn't you have a cup under there?
Oh, yeah. Just let me tell you, Dr. Ruta, we'll hear you from you in a second. A couple stories about John. You're like, remember the absent-minded professor, Mr. McGlue? That whole genre? Okay. Johnny and I had to go, it's called
Feed Our Starving Children.
It's an awesome organization. You probably have done that. But you get teams of four and you pour, like, it's powder. One's different forms. And you pour it into a funnel and then it goes into a bag. You seal the bag. And that actually becomes a meal. And they ship it. It really doesn't. It's
mainly
not
Africa.
It's not domestic. Really, mostly goes to Africa and India, which is very, very cool. It's a great program. Anyway, so John and I are there and... okay, let's get going. So Johnny's pouring the stuff in, and then the other one, and it's all going on the floor because there's no bag under that. I said, John, but bag. So that's the analogy to yesterday. He's making coffee, and he's got the thing under
the cured thing,
whatever that cured thing is. And I walk by, I'm like, would you want to put a cup under that thing? Because it would be all on the floor.
So this is at least twice. This is
happening twice.
The receptacle is key.
I spend as little time with him as I can. That's just two things. So I don't know what goes on the other, you know.
It's chaos.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dr. David Ruta, Balanced Sports Medicine in the house.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's
How
nice
are you?
To meet you. You guys are getting younger and younger.
Oh, thank you.
Because we're not getting older and older.
That's right.
Although
I showed, hey, Todd, I got to show you a little while. I showed him a picture for my class reunion, had another little get together for planning it this year.
They look like the lunch lady. Johnny's class is getting old. And
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I guess. But I know they're, I think they're winning the race. Holy mackerel. And with the aging a little bit, comes that class probably weighs a ton more than it did, back in whatever, 678.
Well, you and I talked about that yesterday from even when we were first married till now. How much did we put on?
I got my 35th wedding anniversary coming up this weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know, look, things are obviously much, much better, you know, but a little heavier. Than
that's the direction it goes.
I know. I don't know if I ever get back there, but we're talking about what they put up with, you know, and weight is one of them. So anyway, I'm working on it.
Okay. Foot and ankle.
Yes, sir.
I've got foot and ankle issues, but I'm not even going to get into that.
Did they warn you that you're going to be making a doctor's call here?
Are you out of this boot? Are you out of the boot?
Yes.
Good.
I still got it on my sitting there ready to go whenever I need it. You got to put a disclaimer at that. Don't try to drive if you got that on your right foot.
This is true. That is very good advice.
Most people know that?
Common sense, huh, Doc?
Maybe. I usually give people a spiel. You know, you either drive with your left foot, you take it off, you put on a shoe. It is a broad device.
It is. That's the
problem. It's a hazard.
You can't have it. It's no matter where you have it, it's touching the gas and the brake.
That's right.
Yeah. And I got mine wedged in between the two.
I remember.
Yeah. So I was going 75 with my brakes on.
Yeah.
So
how'd that go?
Not great.
Not great.
Because I stepped out and it's like, boy, this town smells of something burning. And I realized it's my brakes.
Yeah. Traditionally, you push one of those at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that goes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not like the boot grows. When you get in, you know it. So why would you even put it in drive?
I don't know, Jim.
Efficiency.
Thank you, Doc.
He has places to be. He's being efficient.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I had in high school, okay, a really bad sprained ankle. You get these guys now in professional athlete sprain, and people say, oh, come on. It's a sprained ankle. How can that keep them out 2 or 3 days? The term sprained ankle doesn't do the injury justice sometimes.
Totally agree.
Can you expound?
Because
I've talked to other people about that.
Yes.
Where they're like, oh, I've had sick. No, sprained ankles.
Yeah.
And can you do me a favor? Because we've used this, or the media uses this term all the time, and I don't know what it means. I'm not sure anybody knows what it means other than the people that do it. A high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Which puts people on the bench for like a month. What is a high? Because in my era, did you ever hear the term high ankle sprain, Jim? Back in our day, you know, sports. Just a sprain.
Yeah.
So what is a high ankle sprain?
So to answer that question, quick comment on ankle sprain.
Yeah.
So people, that is an overly used term.
Yes.
Everyone, it's widely undertreated. It's the most common sports injury. Most common, ankle sprain.
Right.
Significantly undertreated. People go, oh, it's no big deal. Put some dirt on it. Here's an ace bandage. That is not true. Commonly, it is a complete tearing of ligaments. What we call an ankle sprain is a low ankle sprain in actuality. A high ankle sprain is above the ankle. If you look at an x-ray, there's two bones in our leg, tibia and fibula. Right. There's a bunch of stuff in between them. It is not air. There's a bunch of ligaments. A high ankle sprain is a tearing of those ligaments.
I never knew that.
So it's a high. So people grab their shin. People kind of grab right below their knee. And so it is an injury that is above the ankle. People will get a little device between their bones called a tightrope. You'll hear people say, oh, he had a high ankle sprain. He got the tightrope surgery. And that is a treatment of all of those ligaments above the ankle. Syndesmosis.
Wow, it's actually torn ligaments.
Is that what you do? I mean, you're a
that's
specialist.
Yes. Okay, yes, sir.
Bellen does everything.
Yeah.
You're in the sports medicine over by Lambeau Field.
Yes,
you're
that's
a specialist.
Where we are. Yes,
right?
We all are. Yeah.
Everybody in there is a specialist.
Everyone there is fellowship trained subspecialty orthopedics.
And really the most common, it's the most common injury. Is it the most common thing you see?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the most common sports injury.
Right. A sprained ankle.
It's a sprained ankle. There are various degrees.
Right.
There are mild, by definition. So if you get an MRI after a sprained ankle, it is not normal. Like it is an injury to your ligaments. It's a mild sprain. It's a tearing or it's a greater tear or it's a full tear. Those are the grades of an ankle sprain.
I never knew that.
And so people.
And that's why people are, oh, what a wuss he is.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But if it's a severe sprain. Lots of literature says that you can be back to high intensity sports with an ankle brace, like 3 weeks. It'll sometimes be.
Yeah. Dude, does taping really help?
Yeah. Ultimately. Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It provides a little external support when you are still recovering.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys have throttled back a little bit on the pain medication.
Yeah.
I mean, and that for the
pulled
whole industry.
Back on it?
Throttled back. Like you don't give it out like you used to.
Yes.
Okay. And just talk about, because that became very serious addiction, actually led to heroin with some people. When you took the opiates away, they still needed something, and that caused more problems. I'm just wondering what your comment is. I mean, you're a young doctor, but I think back in the day, they gave it out a lot more liberal than you do.
And I saw a thing with Brett Favre very recently doing a thing on a podcast with people, and he said it was his ankle sprain.
That started?
One time
that
started.
Huh?
And he took, I think it was Vic or whatever it was, okay? He took it, I think he says in the thing, you can look it up, I think he said he took it one time for the pain, and every other time for the pleasure.
So, yeah. So, as you noted, there has been a lot more research. Research in multimodal pain management has exploded. And so there is a lot of research to show that it is good for people to do pain medications of different modalities. And so this strong anti-inflammatory plus this nerve medicine plus this opioid, and you take it for a short amount of time in the immediately post-injury, post-surgery period, and then you go to other pain medications. And that is that okay. We do blocks around surgeries, and the goal is to minimize opioids. You decrease their side effects. You still give people excellent pain relief. So it is the pain management is much different than it used to be.
And you know what's funny is too, because even when I had a root canal about a couple of months ago, and you know, it always used to be the boy, you go to the dentist, you know, get Percocet or whatever, whatever. And none of that. It's like three Tylenol and two Advil or. So, and I always said, well, what, the worst thing you can do is mix medicines. You can't do that. But that's the way they do it now,
that's
correct?
Right. Yeah, multimodal. That's right. Yeah.
All right. So you got to be one of the younger doctors there.
You know what? I don't think I am, but I love that you say that. I'll take that to the bank any
whatever.
Day.
Whatever. But I want to talk about your education.
Dr. People, Green looks younger.
People.
Do you know Dr. Green? Is it Dr. Green?
No.
Which one? Who's Dr. Green? At Titletown?
Yeah.
We got Shepard. He's a sports guy. Lichty.
Maybe he's a chiropractor. He's married to
Kevin Borst. Doctors,
he's
chiropractors. These guys, are you kidding me?
No.
Don't call me.
Is it Green? Okay, I'll think. No,
if it's a chiropractor.
Like,
all right,
get back to me.
I just want to talk to you a little bit about your background, because that's a long road to become who you are. Fellowship trained.
Yes.
Does everyone go through that, or is that something special for you? What does that mean to like us consumers?
Fellowship trained. So fellowship is optional. So to be a practicing physician, you go to college, then you go to 4 years of medical school. After medical school, you are a doctor. You're called doctor now. You're not able to independently treat patients. To do that, you have to go to residency. Residency is long and hard, and it's
like Hell Week.
except Hell half
except
decade.
Three. I know. That's what I was going to say. Exactly. Boy, they work, you guys. Oh,
and then
God.
Following that, you know, that's like Grey's Anatomy and all that. Those are residents. And then following that, you can be done. You are an independent practicing physician. You can do 1 year in orthopedics. It's 1 year of subspecialty training. That is what fellowship is. It's optional. In orthopedics has exploded. Many medical fields have exploded. It is hard to keep up with the innovations and the different techniques and instrumentation and research. You kind of can't be good at every single thing. Right. And so at this point now, 90% of orthopedic graduates do a fellowship, and that makes you subspecialty trained in your field. And so Bellin hires only subspecialty trained orthopedic surgeons. So it gives you a bit of confidence. If whoever you're talking to there, they are going to know what they're talking about. Yeah. I love that.
You don't know him, though? Oh, I thought he worked for you guys.
John's showing him pictures, which is great for our listeners.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great radio.
That looks like a friendly gentleman that I don't personally know.
Oh, okay. He must. Okay, never mind.
No.
That's from the draft that you guys hosted.
Yeah, I see. I noticed the environment.
This is a chiropractor.
That was really good radio.
That was great radio.
Todd, how you doing,
all right,
buddy?
So,
Todd, okay. So, Todd, you were supposed to have an MRI today, correct?
Yeah.
On your ankle?
Knee. Yep.
The other ankle.
The other ankle.
Any questions for our doctor?
No, none at all. I'm good. Thank you.
The equipment that you have over at Titletown that Bellin runs, that's state of the art. We're so lucky to have that in Green Bay, right? I mean, we're a decent sized city, but man, you guys.
I love it. That's a big reason that I'm there, right? So huge investment. So they expect, I mean, like, I do mean this genuinely, they expect excellence. Like, if you are one of the orthopedic surgeons there, you are expected to be excellent. With that, a lot of resources are sort of entrusted to you, like these facilities, the imaging facilities, the rehabilitation facilities.
Right.
And so it is state of the art. The imaging is excellent. The rehab upstairs is excellent.
That I want to talk, because that's what we talked to Mark about right after because I had never seen that before. And with what you talk about, the difference in maybe 20 years or 10 years or whatever, where these athletes or anybody, when they're in the rehab, you videotape so much to see if they're doing the techniques right and everything. And that's amazing what you guys have upstairs there, isn't it?
It's amazing. There's a basketball court. There's turf. There is the multi-directional cameras that you're talking about, the force plate that you step on.
It's amazing.
I want to talk to you. You said that's why I'm here. I want to know how we got you here. And you don't have to disclose your salary. I can tell by your dress that it's very well. You're compensated.
Well, why would you ask that? Your daughter's a doctor.
I don't care about her salary. There had to be more than that because you could have made the same amount anywhere. Why did he choose
not radio? Dr. David Ruta, Helen Sports Medicine in the house. Back after this.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And with Memorial Day on the way, there are so many different events coming up all throughout your new Wisco area. From car shows, 5Ks, and Memorial Day parties, there's just too many for me to make an individual spot about. So don't worry, I've collected them all for you to go through, and all you have to do is head to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a good-looking morning. It's only 42. You know, it's so funny. If you don't have, in downtown Green Bay, and I'm sure Oshkosh especially, if you don't have a wind, it could be a very nice day at 40 degrees. Or it could be a real crappy day the other day where it was 50 and that wind was coming from the northeast.
Temperatures are up just a little bit. 45 degrees right now.
Nice.
Yep. However, what... besides the wind, it's is the sun out or not?
That helps.
If the sun's out, it's like, oh, it's a beautiful day. No, it's still cold, but it's...
Yep. Dr. David Ruta. Go ahead. Bell and Sports Medicine.
I talk all the time about how fortunate we are to live in Green Bay with our healthcare systems. I mean, all three of you guys are doing a good job. We also have, besides the equipment and, you know, fishing and the other reasons some of you guys come here, what was it? I mean, you probably could have gone a lot of places, is my guess, because most of you doctors can.
Yeah, so the reason that I am here, quite honestly, so I love this city. I love it. It's everything that I hoped it would be. My wife loves it. The thing that initially drew me here was the position, was working for Bellin. It's kind of the culture. And so there is the expectation, and then there's the delivery. The expectation, like I said a moment ago, the expectation really is excellence. And so everyone there, like, you're expected to be very good. You're expected to know your stuff. With that, they give you resources to say you have a high work ethic and you have a high standard. Use these high quality machinery to help these people. So that is not present everywhere. You're not always entrusted with that. That is huge for surgeons who value that.
as business gets more competitive, and you want to get the best employees, because that's really, that is, besides the equipment and everything.
You bet.
And I just interviewed our mayor yesterday about a show that I have coming up. But the Packers did a good job when they remodeled their facility, and people came in and are like, well, this is awesome. And municipalities need to do that, like a better police station, you know, because people want to come, workout rooms, that kind of stuff. So I'm glad Bellin, I mean, they're pretty smart what they did. Not only did they get you good equipment, but you talked about the culture.
Absolutely.
To attract some of your buddies.
Absolutely. So it is, the, like I said, the culture of excellence, and then the delivery is, if you have an urgent problem, it's going to be taken care of. And that is not, it's not just for athletes. It is across the street from Lambeau. So there's a strong relationship with athleticism. I get that. That is true. We are good at athletes. That is true. However, we take care of a whole lot of non-athletes there. There's the walk-in clinic there. You have a problem, you literally walk in. It is called a walk-in clinic. Yeah. There's no appointment. You just walk in. If you need to see a doc, you will be seen. If not, if you just need some initial rehabilitation, you get that. Wow. And so people, we are involved with high schools locally. And so it is this culture of high standards. The physical therapy, they are awesome. They are an academic. The physical therapists are academic there, which means that they're part of a training program. Wow. You have to be pretty good to do that. You can't kind of fudge your discipline and then be a training institution. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're gentle on the patient, which is nice, but they're very hard on themselves. And so if you send your post-operative patients to the physical therapist there, they're just top-notch.
I got to ask one question. When you talk about the foot, we're talking ankles, but foot, I would think that's got to be a hard one, because I've known so many athletes, and just going back to the athletic part, where they'll break something in their foot and they do whatever they can, and then it'll break again. Or their foot injuries are tough. I mean, it's ended careers.
Yes.
And what people would think it would be a seemingly minor injury.
Totally agree. So the reason for that is it's hard to compensate. So if you've got a little something with your shoulder, you move your elbow differently. If you've got a little something with your elbow, you move your shoulder differently. If you've got a problem with your foot, it is hard to compensate.
Right.
You walk different.
Yeah.
And athletes are extremely high-performing people. They just do stuff just a little differently, and then they get new injuries.
Todd, Dr. Ruta brought in some pictures of his work.
His surgery.
Yeah. His surgery. Yeah. It's like when you're, it's like showing somebody you're dunking a ball, like he's real proud of this stuff. Kind of gross.
I want to come see it.
It's amazing.
The size of these metal screws that he used.
I'm coming in to see it.
It's amazing. Yeah. He has a picture of him rehabbing an ankle and a knee, right?
Or yeah, what is it? Ankle replacement, ankle fracture, lots of broken bones. And these are just, for the listeners, these are all x-rays. This could not be more HIPAA compliant.
Another good radio, but this is just amazing what you do.
The metal in that.
Right.
Yeah. It's healing. That's visible healing is what that is.
Woo. Do you guys use an actual drill? I mean, just a regular...
Yes.
DeWalt drill?
Yeah, and so you use a drill, and then you tap. Sometimes you have to tap. Sometimes there are self-tapping screws in that they make their own threads. And then you put in screws with threads.
That screw looks like it's from a hardware store.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, doesn't... That's a screw.
That is a screw. Yeah, some of them are headless. Some of them are partially threaded and fully threaded.
He said it's like they stay in. He said it's like putting rebar in.
They typically do. So many of these implants can come out if they're bothersome, but they do not have to. Once the bone's healed, they're not doing anything. So you can take them out if they're problematic. Yes.
But otherwise, they stay in there.
They stay in, yeah. Most of them are titanium now. And the bone likes titanium, and they just stay in there. If they don't bother you, you don't bother it.
What's the most common foot and ankle injuries you get? I mean, what are they from? For the normal person.
Yeah, for the normal person. I see a lot of post-traumatic arthritis. So lots of us get hip and knee arthritis, and we just sort of develop it. It's just built into us sometimes. Ankle arthritis is very largely post-traumatic. So you have ankle sprains when you're a younger athlete. You pull off a little piece of bone here and there, and then you fast forward 50 years. That's post-traumatic arthritis. Or you have an ankle fracture. That becomes arthritis after injury. And so I see a lot of arthritis in the ankles and feet, and then I see deformity.
Okay, can I ask you just one thing about me?
Please.
What?
Go ahead.
I mean, to your place. Dr. Eben took care of me for everything.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
I got that bone spur that inflames my Achilles tendon. Bone spur come from the sprained ankles I had?
Not usually.
No, okay.
No, not usually.
Okay.
Let's get back on course.
People want to know about that, Jim.
But Dr. Ritt, tell me, sometimes old people, they break their hip.
Yes.
And then they die. Like, they go to the hospital. What is there a correlation there?
Yeah, there's a strong correlation. And so the way to explain that is kind of the hip fracture for a lot of us, not for all of us. For a lot of us, as we age, is sometimes an indicator of decline. And so it is not that this hip fracture is the cost of mortality. It's an indicator of decline, and so they have this big surgery, and then they have a big recovery.
All right.
And it is difficult to recover from that.
If everything's declining, that's okay.
Yes, you got
this
it.
This guy's awesome.
We got to have him back.
Yeah, can you come back in next week? I mean, seriously, we're just scratching the surface. We want to talk to you. We want to give you like a long time. Because these are things that are everybody's common with.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Bring your invoice pad for John.
Bring some of those screws next time.
I'll bring screws. I'll bring
a
ton of stuff. I'll bring staples.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Oh,
you'll
love it. Dr. David Rona. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Doctor, give me the news. I got 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 53-year-old Rodney D. Franklin of Oshkosh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 73-year-old Keith Rice Camp on November 24th of last year. Rice Camp's body was found dead behind a residence on East Doty Street in Neenah. Charges were filed in Winnebago County Court Thursday, and a $500,000 cash bond was set for Franklin. He'll make his next court appearance on June 9th for a preliminary hearing. If you want to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to plan ahead. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. If you need to get across the Mississippi River from Wisconsin, you might want to know that one of the crossings is closed for emergency bridge repairs. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien.
The Iowa DOT will inspect the bridge, and they said they'll have an update at the end of this week. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
Child care is in crisis in Wisconsin. This week, I talked with the Sheboygan Four about how access to quality, affordable child care affects every single one of us.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
All righty, it's a Friday, and that means it's a free ticket Friday, your chance to win some cool stuff. With more details on it, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, it is a free ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets for Tuesday, May 27th against Boston. Here's how you win.
All right, our key word today is radio. R-A-D-I-O, radio. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword radio to be entered into the statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is radio. Text in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win tickets for the Boston Red Sox coming to town on Tuesday, May 27th.
I'll tell you what we're going to do because it's one of those days today and it's Friday. We'll open this up. You can text in all the way through the end of the show at 9 o'clock. Oh, how's that sound?
Extra hour.
All right. Sounds free fantastic. Ticket Friday with Mino and the mayor.
All hey, right. Welcome back. Special thanks to Dr. David Ruta, Bell and Sports Medicine. We're going to get him on
interesting
again.
Interesting guy, isn't he?
So interesting. Yeah. And that, I mean, I you had some injuries, right, Tim? How many?
22.
Wow. Did you ever have screws put in you?
I had screws in my heel, yeah. I got a fake hip. I got a hip replacement. I got Achilles tendon reconstruction. I got
You sporting some titanium?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the thing.
Some good metal.
Yeah, you do. That's
I've never
stuff.
Seen it in somebody. He had this whole thing on his iPad thing. And to see the screws, I mean, it looks like a construction project, what they do.
It's carpenters on bone.
It
that's
is.
That's exactly what they are.
But I've never seen that before. And it's like, wow.
Screws look like they're hardware screws.
They do.
It's just same thing. Yeah, in the old days, after you're dead, we just go pluck the gold out of the teeth there, the silver. Now, that titanium is.
Take that titanium.
Was that all from the military or sports?
Yeah, it was all military.
Because you're a football player too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Tim Cody here in the house, Fox Valley Veterans Council. They take Memorial Day very seriously. In fact, not just Memorial Day, they take the whole weekend very, very seriously. I've been to all their events. It's incredible, based in Appleton. Tim, go ahead and give a little schedule. What you got going on, brother?
Sure, thanks. First thing we got coming up is Saturday morning at the Outagamie County Courthouse at 10 o'clock. We're going to do our memorial for the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War.
Yep.
So we do maintain a list of all those who have died for the nation of their country from the Civil War on. So we'll be reading the names from the Vietnam War era during that ceremony. It's a very poignant, short ceremony. There's no speeches.
And Tim, what's the region of the? Because obviously, you can't be everybody in Wisconsin. So what's the area?
The area for the Fox Valley Veterans
of the Council? Names you're reading.
Oh, so that's just Outagamie County,
right?
So it'll just be Outagamie County because we do Outagamie County. I asked us to put it on.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. We were both at the event a couple of weeks ago at Jack Voigt's place, right on Richmond Street. Where they had the breakfast and everything. And they've got that memorial up there with all the pictures of the deceased from Wisconsin. Outagamie County had a lot.
Yeah, we got about roughly 60, 65 who perished.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll have everyone line up with bagpipes playing some really cool kind of somber, haunting
music.
It's
very cool. And the best part is when you ring the bell.
Yeah. Well, we won't have the bell this time. Okay. So we won't have the bell because that's a Navy thing. So we kind of move it around for different.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So we try to move it and have a different theme. So this theme is just the Vietnam era theme. And participants, anybody can show up. Participants can show up. We'll give them a carnation as we read the names. They'll walk towards. We'll have a banner with the names on there that looks like the wall. And as the names are being read, they can lay a carnation down at the banner. And then at the end, we'll have a 21-gun salute and taps played.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
So it's very poignant ceremony. it gets right to the heart of what we're doing, which is Memorial Day for those who have died for their country. And it's fairly short. So, you know, if you're trying to get something in for that long weekend and, you know, people want to go up north and do all of this stuff, but they have to remember why we have this weekend.
And not only that, but they'll enjoy their day more.
Yeah.
I just say that all the time when he gives a ton of talks on Memorial Day, and so did I. It's important that you as a dad take your kids to this, and they'll enjoy the day more, and it becomes a tradition. And so many of these things are in the morning. I don't know what time is this?
It's at 10 o'clock.
Okay, we have something here at Vietnam Day at 8 o'clock, which, I mean, come on.
Behind the Neville?
Yeah.
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 So a couple other things going on, too.
Yeah, you can get it done, and boom, you're ready to go.
Right, and you paid your respects and honor it. That's okay.
Well, but if there's no wasted time.
There's no wasted time. Like I said, it's not speeches. You don't have to worry about a politician. Yeah. Talking what? Or anything else. Yeah, no, don't need to worry about any of that.
I got one second. I want to divert from that. Did you see they pulled that kid's award, that valedictorian, because he went too long on his speech?
Oh.
Yeah, principal's like, you give that back. So his medal, they took his medal back after that.
Wow.
Yeah. Guy went too long.
Crappy.
Yeah, that was.
Wow.
I don't know. Was it?
Well,
you'd love to pull our title too. Us politicians, we get up there, we go off script. Well, of course, you sports guys do that a lot too.
All the time. Tim Cote, your very special guest, Philly Veterans Council. Okay, that's tomorrow.
Saturday morning. No.
Yep. Saturday morning. Yep, Saturday. That's tomorrow. Right?
And then what else is going on in the county?
Yeah, so the Scarlet Guard is going to be going to cemeteries in the Outagamie area, and they're going to be laying wreaths.
Yep.
On there, and then Monday we'll be taking the Wall of Honor, and which is all those who have died in Outagamie County for their service from the Civil War on, and we've created a very large memorial that's draped over an 18-wheeler truck, donated by Great Northern Corporation, and Fast Signs is the one who made the tarp for us, and they hang it on there, and then that's always the last. That's the last vehicle in the procession.
And it's really just cool.
Shout out to those sponsors. That GNC is a great company.
Man. Yeah, GNC is a great company. They have the tractor has photos of veterans in the area. And so they even took one of my photos, which is really cool, and smoked a cigar on Saddam Hussein's palace.
I have never seen a picture of you in action back then.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I got tons of them.
Yeah. I got to check that out.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, Fast Signs, they made it and they hang it. Which is actually a very delicate process because you're not allowed to step on top of those 18-wheeler truck trailers. Yeah.
And where do we witness that? Tell me.
So that's in starting in downtown Appleton.
Okay.
And it goes down College Avenue and then Jigs and Jags to Riverside Cemetery.
Nice.
And then Monday?
That is Monday.
That's Monday.
Oh, that is Monday.
That's Monday's doing that.
Okay. But one of the things that with the ceremonies that you guys have in Outagamie County, you guys do a nice job of recognizing, and like you said, all the people from Outagamie County. The Civil War.
Yeah.
People don't realize we lost people in the Civil War here.
Lots of people.
Lots of people. Yeah, yeah. I think that's fascinating.
We kind of lost the most, right?
Yeah.
But the Civil War.
Was it the old Abe? Was that the old Abe Brigade or something where they had the Eagle?
They were part of the Black Hats, the Iron Brigade.
Oh, the Iron Brigade.
Iron Brigade, yeah.
We don't talk a lot about the Civil War.
No,
I mean,
but
just the country doesn't. But that's pretty cool that you have those names.
And you saw that. It's like, holy crap, I didn't know Wisconsin played, locally right here, played such a part in the Civil War.
Yeah, the Iron Brigade is probably the most famous Union unit. It was famous, obviously, that they called the Iron Brigade because it stood a significant charge. It got very famous in Chancellorsville and Gettysburg, most casualties. And they also called them the Black Hats. They wore these black kind of almost like top hats at the time. The Civil War is fascinating.
I know.
If you love history.
But you always read about the South and Gettysburg. You forget these are local kids right here. Well,
and Americans fighting Americans too, which is really weird. That war.
Very tragic. But
it was.
But very needed, obviously.
Yeah, some of those people in the South, you got to remind them we won. You know?
I had a friend in law school, African-American, and we were having a constitutional discussion over the stars and bars and the rebel flag and whether it should be allowed or not allowed.
Yeah.
And he was the only African-American kid in that class. And the professor, he sat right next to me. We both had played football. And he was sitting right next to me. And the professor said, well, Eric, what do you think about, that? And he goes, That just tells me someone's dumb enough to stand up there and go, look at me, I'm 0-1.
That's right. You know, that's, I'll tell you what, though, I got a good buddy who's probably listening, Ronnie Umentum, when he was in Vietnam, and they had a kid from Kentucky who flew the rebel flag. Remember, he told the story on the air?
Yeah.
And he asked Ronnie, hey, say, if we fought again, who do you think would win? He goes, what do you mean? Because North against the South. South would win this time. He goes, no, Ronnie, no, they wouldn't, because we got the industry, we've got the whatever. Right. We'd kick your ass.
Yeah,
again. I mean, he said he pulled out his M16. They had to get him out of the company. He was so mad about it. Say it again. Yeah. Say it again, the South lost.
Yeah.
They had to get him out of there.
But you got to admit, he's not the only one down there. But, we got to move
on. You know, I love the Civil War one because I think it's a time when everything from privates to general officers and politicians wrote long, detailed letters to their folks at home. Yeah. And so you have that encapsulated.
That's cool.
And you can read these letters. I mean, from what you would think would be uneducated folks, they're writing home and they're talking about, the food, the medical care, how boring it is, along with the tragedy and everything else. But I loved it because for so many years, I thought it was a great teaching point to the world on how a country could heal itself over a tragic sin that we had been committing, and then a tragic event to stop that sin, and the wounds that were opened and the history that was required to fix that. And I remember being in Europe and people talking about, they couldn't believe that, there was all of this replaying the battles and people being Southern supporters and people being Northern supporters. And that was a time when we were, I would say, getting along a lot better in our country. But I used to use that to the Europeans as a great example of how free speech works and how it heals, and that both sides could talk and kind of honor. I mean, clearly, there was a sin that we were fixing in that war, right? Just an unpardonable sin of slavery. They're still your brothers and sisters in the country,
right?
Right.
That's
and my point. And we had to heal, and I thought we were doing that very well, and I think we've kind of tried to reopen some of those wounds again. But
I want to go back to the letters, because you read those letters and the greeting, my dearest Charlotte, that would be like, hi babe.
Well, there's a comedian that does thing on that.
Those letters are unbelievable.
My dearest Charlotte, how thy heart is weary and blah blah blah. And is that another? Then a kid wrote one from Mary. Dear Cole, it is hotter than bleep out here. My bleeper sweating like you can't bleep and bleep.
I agree. Anyway, that's nice that you're right. It does encapsulate from their perspective, which I think is the best perspective, really.
Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Memorial Day ceremonies coming up, of course, this weekend. Tim, how's our nation, how's our local area in remembering Memorial Day weekend as something to commemorate and not celebrate?
That's kind of a good point. When I talk to people, I don't want to take their lovely 3-day weekend or 4-day weekend away from them, right? All I just tell them is you just need to do something to commemorate why you're having this weekend.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of why I like that ceremony on Saturday, because it's a half an hour long.
Right.
It doesn't take a huge commitment, but it's powerful.
That's just good.
The point is powerful.
One hell of a half hour.
Yeah. And I think there's tons of stuff going on. It actually can be challenging for groups like us, because we're all competing against we're all competing against each other to get people to come to our events.
I want to underscore that what you just said about there's a lot of things going on. I mean, I just remember sometimes speaking at 4 or 5 events in that day at different times. So there's no excuse not to show your respect.
Right.
And you said some of these are 8 a.m. The one that we have here on the water that from the United Patriarch Society is at 4 p.m. That'd be cool too.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
I'm doing an event tonight in Freedom, which is really cool. At 6:30, the wagons with the caisson
that's a good one.
Leave, and they have the band is out there doing the cadence. Not a sound. It's awesome.
Yep.
That starts at 6:30 in Freedom this afternoon. I'll be up there. We got to stick around. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. More coming up right after this. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America,
America. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugel's. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
All right, let's do it again. It's a free ticket Friday and a shot to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets for the game Tuesday, May 27th. The Brew Crew taking on Boston. The keyword this morning is radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio. If you haven't done so already, I don't know why you haven't, but download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW. Use that text button. Send the keyword radio right now to be entered in the statewide contest. Again, it's radio. You've got till 9 o'clock this morning to text in the word radio for your shot to win. And again, you help out Jim and John when it comes to the contest within Civic Media. So
Tuesday, May 27th against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
You help radio. Us out as much as Todd helped us out because he read the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Appreciate that. Figured you guys were busy. So,
yeah,
you know.
All right.
Tim Cote, Fox Valley and Veterans Council Memorial Day ceremony. Tim, I want to think, and this is all great with the ceremonies and all these things, but what have you done, like, individually behind the scenes that, you know, people probably don't know about to help families who have lost someone? And I know that's a big part of your job, and I know you guys try to stay fairly, very private in regards to, you know, the people that you help. So I'm not asking for names or anything like that, but some of the things that you guys do that maybe people don't think about, especially this time of year, that we could do for those Gold Star families.
Are you asking kind of like what the council does? Or
You do both. I mean, let's be honest. You work for the council, but you're how many year veteran?
28 years.
28 years. So, I mean, this is your family. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first and most important thing is there to be there for them. So, for example, we had member of the council, veteran couple, and the wife had died from breast cancer. And we'd actually helped them earlier. They were a struggling couple trying to be entrepreneurs, and we'd helped them in our assistance program. And they'd grown their business and everything else. And then tragically, you know, mother of two children and a veteran and very young couple. And she succumbed to breast cancer. The most important thing for us was to be there for the husband and the kids, just be there physically and emotionally for them. You know, we can assist with funeral services and things like that, which can become very expensive. Sometimes we are able to relate with our veterans that other people can't.
That's what I mean.
And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to be a veteran to do that, because you don't have to be. But there are sometimes that veterans, they just want to talk to somebody who shared their own experience. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it helps that you have shared that experience. You know, just to be there. And so they understand, just to be a listening ear, to be there. And also, you know, sometimes it also gives you, a little bit of validity to, hey, okay, let's, tragedy has happened. Let's pull our bootstraps up. Let's keep going. Okay,
I gotta tell you, one of the reasons I asked that, I had somebody I talked to last week. I was talking about Memorial Day, where I was going to be and everything like that. And he said, yeah, I'm going to go put a wreath and a flag on my buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's going to just, because he committed suicide. But that war killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, it can be.
He's a casualty of war in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't think about that sometimes.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, there are lots of soldiers who come back with the mental scars. And, you know, you can face some pretty nasty stuff, and everybody can deal with it in their own way. On top of that, you're taking whatever baggage you had with you when you went in, and you're also having baggage when you come out. So it's not just the service, you know, it's the person as a whole, and everybody is individual. But yeah, you know, some of that stuff can really haunt some people, and that's tough when that occurs. It's tough to heal somebody in that way, because, you know, it's not something we can point to. It's not a virus we can give a
right.
inoculation to. It's not a bone we can mend. It's a haunting thing that's bouncing around in their noggin. Yep. Right. And how do you erase that, or how do you get them to deal with it in a really healthy way is different for everybody. That, I mean, that's the thing that we found. There's no one way to treat it, you know? And so every person is so different. And to be understanding, to be there for them, to listen to them, And also try to lift them. And however way that is, whether that means you're kicking them in the ass a few times, or whether that means you're holding them up, you know, giving them some confidence when nobody else is. However that, you know, can work, that's what we got to do for our veterans.
The veterans, and I want to talk about just the public at large. And you said it's good, it's not great, in terms of knowing what they should know and showing the respect they should show. I don't know that you said exactly that, but this is my question. How are we doing? You're very plugged into this. How are we doing in our educational system to making sure this stuff is learned? Like, is it being?
You know, I don't feel overly competent, because I'm not in the history classes listening to it. I get to go talk to schools,
right,
and that's really cool. My take is that war has always been like one of the favorite things for history, because it's so dramatic. It's got so much action. You know, it's like drama on TV, real life, right? But it's also terrible. I mean, there's lots of other great things in history other than people killing each other. And so sometimes I think that even though that's been a focus over years, I think nowadays there may be a tendency not to dwell on those areas, because violence is, you know, traumatic to people. I mean, I've had teachers say that, well, I don't want to get any triggers on these, you know, 13 or 14 year old students learning about battles and wars. Okay. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's got to be
seen a video game these days?
Right. That's,
you know, I think if we teach it, you know, we teach it, one, the purpose, we teach the reasons, we teach the mistakes and why we got in or how we got out. But more importantly than anything, the people that we ask to sacrifice is the most important thing to talk about, because they have put their trust in their government hands to serve their nation.
And there are people. They're from Appleton, and
they're our neighbors.
They're our neighbors.
Tim Cote, one more time. Tim, what time tomorrow morning?
10 a.m. Outagamie County Courthouse.
It's a fantastic event. Fantastic event. Very solemn, very quiet. You guys do a great job with that.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you do for all of our veterans around here. You do a phenomenal job. Box Valley Veterans Council.
Far, we've been traveling far. Without our home. But not without a star.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to put a 25% tariff on Apple products unless, he writes on social media, iPhones are manufactured in the United States. The threat could dramatically increase the price of iPhones, potentially hurting the profits of one of the country's most successful technology companies. President Trump also threatening the European Union with 50% tariffs beginning on June 1st because, he writes, trade talks are stuck, stock futures plummeting on all that. A fifth round of nuclear negotiations underway between the U.S. and Iran. The talks happening in Rome. Memorial Day travel underway. 40 million people could be on American roads this weekend.
According to the experts over at INRIX, the time to drive is before 11 a.m. 12 to 8 p.m. today expected to be the worst times on the road in terms of traffic.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Memorial service held last night for the young couple shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.